How are county courthouses living monuments? Living monuments to what?
They are living monuments, in my opinion, to democracy. They symbolize government locally. And for most of our citizens, especially in the past, in history, that is what they saw of government. And a courthouse was located, so almost every citizen in the county could easily reach it in a day's time by horse.
What's the state's oldest county courthouse?
The oldest courthouse and probably the most well-known for its history is Jefferson County Courthouse. It had two very famous trials that took place in the Jefferson County Courthouse, and it's a very beautiful courthouse, and much of it is still original. But the most famous is probably the John Brown trial that took place there. And then they also had the trial of the Battle of Blair Mountain participants. The venue was changed to Jefferson County to get it out of Logan County. So that trial took place there as well. It's a very beautiful and classic style courthouse that was built in 1836.
What's the state's newest courthouse?
The state's newest courthouse is the Morgan County Courthouse. It was a beautiful courthouse in the beautiful town of Berkeley Springs in Morgan County. And in 2006, they had a fire, and the fire destroyed most of the courthouse. Fortunately, the records were saved. They were in a fireproof vault, so they did not lose records. The new one was completed and dedicated in 2010. They were able to save, for example, the the bell, and that's in the cupola of the new courthouse. It's very beautiful, and it's very fitting to the old town of Berkeley Springs. It's particularly beautiful at night, the way they've done the lighting. It's worth a trip to see.
When the Morgan County Courthouse burned down, I remember speaking to an historian who said there was a time back in the day when courthouse fires were not all that uncommon, that actually courthouses were burned down after disagreements about where the county seat was supposed to be. Does that bear that out? Does your historic book bear that out?
It not only bears it out, it kind of stands out. There are so many courthouse fires. I learned my own home county, Fayette County, that courthouse, I believe, burned three times previously, but maybe even four, before the current courthouse. A lot of these structures were wooden. I mean, some of them just caught on fire. Some of them, for example, in Marion County, were purposely destroyed by citizens to sort of push the county court, now county commission, to build a new courthouse for a growing county. So, mm-hmm. but fires were extremely common. It's surprising to see how many did burn down and were rebuilt and burnt again, rebuilt. So that's not an uncommon thread in our history.
How are the soundness of these living monuments as structures? I read the other day that Cabell County, they have a problem with their bell tower. Some wood needs to be replaced, and they're looking for a grant in order to renovate or rehabilitate the bell tower. So how structurally sound are these buildings?
One of the important chapters in this book, it's mostly pictures. It's over 500 pictures. But we did include a chapter on why rehabilitate a courthouse as opposed to tearing it down and building a more modern structure. But they are, first and foremost, offices for all the county constitutional officers and all the county business. And over the years, they've had to be modernized, just for computers, for example, lighting and so on. So what we found is that overall, they have been well-maintained and well-preserved. We have a agency called the West Virginia Courthouse Facilities Improvement Authority, and they recently conducted a 55-county courthouse needs assessment. And surprisingly, there was nothing really found that you wouldn't expect in old buildings. And things generally are a little harder to fix in these buildings. Most are on the historic register, but they can be done. And I think one thing this book preserves and encourages is that they should be done. These are monuments. They're not just buildings.
Do you have a favorite story about a courthouse from this book? Which one would you want to share with our listeners the most?
There are a lot of good stories in here in addition to pictures, but probably an important piece of history that I certainly didn't know was that in 1893, the first African-American admitted to the bar in West Virginia filed suit against the Tucker County Board of Education. That board had reduced this school term of the African-American students to 5 months. And they also refused to pay the teacher, Carrie Williams, because she continued to teach for the 8 months that all the other students got. So he argued against the decision to shorten the school year for those children, and he won his trial. And in 1898, he won the appeal to the West Virginia Supreme Court. And I think that's important because that is really the first civil rights case ever in the country, long before Rosa Parks' case. And that took place in Little Tucker County. There are some great stories about wars for the county seats. And literally, these were armed citizens. Randolph County, the two towns of Elkins and Beverly, were fighting to be the county seat. Elkins was growing because of the railroad. And these were militia-type confrontations among citizens of each town. Tucker County also had a courthouse war between the town of Parsons and St. George, and Parsons won. I think it shows the economic importance of being the county seat, and that's still true today.
Mm-hmm. Was it economic importance in terms of jobs with the county at the courthouse?
Yes, the courthouse is a destination for so much, and so business tends to grow around that. And again, you're looking back in history at a time when a courthouse was very often a social center as well. Trials were social gatherings, and other not so pleasant things were social gatherings as well, like just hangings and things like that.
I think the message here is don't take your county courthouse for granted. Stop and take a look at it and see what a pretty building it really is.
That is absolutely true. When you look at the pictures in this book of the architectural detail, both interior and exterior, it's just amazing, the craftsmanship.
Patty Hamilton, Executive Director of the West Virginia Association of Counties, thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth. I appreciate the opportunity.